on folks writing about either the black identity or the African identity in all its various manifestations.
And what's going to happen here at the space? It's so big, like you have a screening room, a library, a cafe, and I've seen other rooms. What's going to happen here at the space? What are your plans for the next years?
We will hope to have this as a space where people can interact and have conversations. Essentially, we want this to be a sense of community, a place where folks who have a love for the African continent or people who have a love to fight injustice can come together, hold discussions, find ways in which to be better human beings, not just for ourselves, but for those also around us. So that is the core of the library, to draw together people with whom we have a similar identity of loving the African continent for Pan-Africanness. And even people who want to watch TV, I guess there's a screening room. So yeah, we want to have this space as a space for learning from each other and getting to hear different perspectives, because there's no one way to loving the continent or learning to appreciate and analyze the continent.
Why does Kampala need a new library?
When you look at the education that we get here in Uganda, it's very colonial in nature. It's very one-sided and at its core very anti-black, anti-African. So in order to highlight that and to call it out and look for ways to create something new, to create something that is honest, such a space is needed. As for the literature on the continent, African literature is often ignored. It isn't put out there globally. It isn't supported globally. It isn't had in conversations, in exams. Because when you even look at students studying literature in Uganda, you find that many schools would rather have you learn European literature or European history than even the literature and history in your country. So such a space is where we feel that we can at least counter that, have African literature stocked up as much as possible to give these writers, these stories, a space where they can be free and not be chained down and silenced.
So you said you have so many books here on like novels, but also dictionaries on African languages and stuff on Pan-Africanism and liberation also from the US, for example. So which is your favorite book? Which book would you recommend to our listeners?
Well, various books. I personally prefer Aimé Césaire from South America. And he's an individual who I'd always recommend, because how he writes about his black identity, about his negritude, is in a very poetic way, and I feel like that is something that I connect with. It could be the discourse on colonialism, it could be a return to a native land, and also his collective of poems as well, because he speaks to me in ways that others can't. So yeah, anything Aimé Césaire, I would definitely recommend.